96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Sexual harassment on the job is back in the headlines. Last week, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says he hopes his daughter Ivanka would quit and find another job if she were sexually harassed at work. And later, Trump's son Eric told CBS This Morning this about sexual harassment.
Ivanka is a strong, you know, powerful woman. She wouldn't allow herself to be, you know, objected, you know, to it. And by the way, you should certainly take it up with human resources. And I think, you know, she definitely right. would as a strong person. At the same time, I don't think she would allow herself to be subjected to that.
What's going on here? Why are the Trump's comments raising eyebrows? And also, if you're sexually harassed at work, how should you handle it? What are your options? Well, joining me to talk about this are Scott Oswald of the Employment Law Group and Terry O'Neill, president of the National Organization for Women. We're talking about this tonight. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Scott, Terry, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Let me first talk about defining sexual harassment, if you can give me a working definition, Scott, so that everybody's kind of on the same page.
Well, first off, I just want to say that in response to the comments that we just heard from Mr. Trump's son, you know, I think that this notion that somehow you just you stay strong or you move on misses the point. What it does is it seems to blame the victim. The person that's at the receiving end of this conduct, and that's not what should be happening. It's not right, and it's a violation of the law because employers have an obligation to ensure a safe and healthful workspace, and that means the practical matter that any in the workspace, any kind of banter that is sexually based, that is tinged with sexual undertones could constitute sexual harassment, for instance, if it was, you know, if it's occurring a lot.
And unwanted, obviously.
Most of the time, the presumption is it is unwanted. Mm-hmm. That's what the law requires. And of course, it just makes sense. There's a real disparity of power in the workplace. I mean, we're dealing with supervisors who, you know, they have the power of the purse. Mm-hmm. They have the ability to change the way that employee is being paid. They have the control over that employee's livelihood, their career. And this notion that somehow, you know, the person should just move on if they're sexually harassed. I mean, not everybody has a trust fund.
Oh, and that's my next question for Terry. What is wrong with what Donald Trump said in the case of his daughter? Hopefully she would just move on if she were sexually harassed on the job.
That is exactly what the harasser wants. In a huge number of sexual harassment cases, the actual objective of the harassing person is to push the woman out of the position that she's in. It takes many forms, but it's very often this kind of making a woman feel so uncomfortable that she's pulled off her game. She cannot keep her full mental and emotional concentration on doing an excellent job, which is what she gets up every morning and tries to do in the workplace, and eventually she will feel so beat down that she leaves. That's the purpose of sexual harassment. It's often called hostile environment sexual harassment. It's the kind of behavior that is really intended to signal not only to the victim of sexual harassment, but to all the other women, bystanders, that we're really not welcome here. This is not a place we should be.
What's wrong with what Eric Trump said about being a strong woman? Help me with that. Why is that also some could argue some dog whistle politics as it relates to sexual harassment.
Because strong women are not harassed somehow, because a woman who is harassed has somehow brought it upon herself by not being sufficiently strong. Scott's exactly right. That's just blaming the victim in the most offensive and outrageous way.
Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about sexual harassment on the job tonight. How should you handle it if it happens to you? I want to go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Terry, calling from Largo. Terry, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you so much for bringing this issue to the forefront. I did hear the comments from Mr. Trump, and I'm not surprised. He's made some really ridiculous comments, and this is just another one of those. To think that a woman could just up and leave her job due to no fault of her own and just go and start a new career or find a new job someplace else, the idea that she can just all of her responsibilities cease to exist because of something that happened in the workplace that's mm-hmm. not her fault doesn't even make sense. And I think that it takes a strong woman to stay there and fight and to stand her ground. So he's just so out of touch. And, you know, you have to put what he says in perspective. He has no idea. Ivanka has no idea.
Well, Terry, right, thank you so trying. Much for your comments. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tammy calling from Rhinestown, I believe. Where are you calling from, Tammy?
Hi, it's Randallstown.
Randallstown, okay, up there in Baltimore County. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for having this topic.
Sure.
It's a very serious topic, but it's also one that many people don't know how to address. So one of the things I want to say that it's really important if you feel that you're being sexually harassed, first, it's important to understand the definition. Many people have different things that happen to them that are inappropriate but might not fall under the guise of sexual harassment. Then you need to understand the process for filing a claim. Once you understand that, you need to speak with the appropriate person in an appropriate time frame. And you also need to then hold them accountable.
Well, Tammy, I need to stop you there because that's why I have experts here in studio. And I do want to drill down a little bit more on that very point. So thank you for bringing that up. Let's talk a little bit about that, Scott, about if you feel that you are being sexually harassed, I would imagine you don't just jump up and run to the boss. There's a strategy. There's a process.
Yeah, and Tammy's exactly right. To the extent that one feels as if they're, you know, they're being harassed, they feel that they're being subjected to comments about how they look, or about how they're acting, or comments that are sexually inappropriate. It's usually a good practice, but not required, to confront the person. Now, that may not always be the case. I mean, for instance, if this is your boss, it's harder. Mm-hmm. If it's a coworker, it might be easier, but with your boss, it's harder. But to let that person know that what's happening is makes you feel uncomfortable. But for everybody listening, what is important for everyone to know is that you don't have to do that.
So where do you go? I mean, what do you do? Because I would imagine some people are afraid to take formal steps beyond telling the harasser, look, you're making me feel uncomfortable. I don't appreciate that. This is inappropriate. So where do you go from there? Do you go straight to HR?
So the best thing to do is to dust off that policy manual mm-hmm. that you got on the first day of work. You may not have seen it since. But in that policy manual, the law requires every employer to identify what their complaint mechanism is, to identify who the person that is the appropriate person to complain to. And so when someone feels uncomfortable, to go and say, look, as Tammy said, you know, you may not know it's sexual harassment, but to say, look, I'm feeling uncomfortable right now. And let me tell you some of the things that have made me uncomfortable.
But how do you know if you can trust that process? It's one thing
for it to be on paper. But we realize that there are cultures in workplaces, and if you're talking to the person involved, let's say it's HR, does HR work for you or do they work for the company? And how do you address that?
So HR definitely works for the company. But here's the thing. The law has a mechanism whereby employers that don't react appropriately, that don't investigate, that don't do what they are supposed to do next, there are consequences. And so, for instance, an employee would have a right to sue if the company doesn't act. So the law has real teeth. And in fact, an employer can be liable for all host of damages, including punitive damages, if it doesn't respond appropriately after it receives that complaint.
Let me go to the phones real quick, and then I have something I need to ask Terry as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about sexual harassment on the job. What do you do if you believe that you're being harassed? What's the proper procedure to keep yourself safe on your job? Joe, calling from Silver Spring, what's on your mind? Joe, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead.
My name is Joe, and what I found is my problem is I've actually been sexually harassed by a female on my job. And what I found is that my management thinks that it's a joke because I'm a man, and everybody makes jokes about it, and this woman has made it hostile for me. She's messed up my pay. Every month, one of my checks is missing, and I got to argue with her. She's cussed me out in front of everybody, and nothing. She's actually our HR representative, so I can't even go to anybody. I filled out EEOC forms, and it doesn't even seem like they're taking it serious.
Talk to me about that for a minute, Terry, because that's exactly what I was talking about. The person who is giving him problems is the person that he is supposed to report to, usually. And that's what I mean by a difficult culture.
Yeah, it's true, and men do get sexually harassed, and it is just as much of a problem when a man is sexually harassed as when a woman is sexually harassed. You're talking about abuses of power, and abuses of being in a position to be able to make someone feel terribly uncomfortable, this is one of the reasons why sexual harassment is so infrequently reported, until it rises to the level of to such a huge level. That sometimes it will be. But, you know, everybody, men as well as women, and I have to say, it's particularly true for people of color. You have women of color in particular. You have to constantly be picking your battles. We all do. I think everybody does. But when you're in a space where maybe, you know, you're not well represented, your demographic is not well represented in the workplace, and you don't necessarily know, you know, kind of what the lay of the land is, and you got to, is this where I make a complaint, or was that really okay, or was it not okay? Was it so minor? And what happens is sometimes when you're very direct and say, that's not appropriate, that makes me uncomfortable, immediately what happens is, what's wrong with you? Can't you take a joke?
Well, let me ask Scott. I've got about 30 seconds before I need to take a break. Since his HR person is the person that's causing him problems, what should Joe do quickly if you can?
Well, and as Joe just said, I mean, the worst part about this scenario is that when he goes to other employees, I mean, they think that he should appreciate this.
So what should he do?
Right.
So he's got to go to the highest level official there. The HR manager has a supervisor or the CEO, and say, look, this is doubly bad. I mean, not only is it the person that you have appointed to administer the HR laws, but I'm being laughed at when I raise this, and I'm being told that I should appreciate this attention, but this is having an effect on my pay, on my ability to support my family. If he makes it that explicit and that clear, I don't think they'll be laughing anymore.
Joe, good luck to you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that. I need to take a break, but if you're on the phone, that includes David from D.C., Tamika calling from Sea Pleasant, Gwen calling from Fort Washington. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. Please don't hang up. You will be able to hear the phone. You will be able to hear the program, I should say. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Still taking calls about sexual harassment on the job at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.